Budget hawks like Americans for Prosperity have a lot of sway in Florida's GOP-dominated legislature. The Koch-backed organization prizes a brand of economic conservatism that sits well with Republican lawmakers who have a bit of a libertarian streak. State Director Chris Hudson wasn't surprised by the grades given to lawmakers from Leon County.
I think by and large what we saw is those folks stuck to their political philosophy and their guns on the issues that mattered the most to them. By and large, their philosophy doesn't reflect some of the policy positions that we take. But I will say this, if nothing else, the Leon County folks seem to be pretty consistent year to year in our scorecard.
But that last bit isn't exactly true. In the House, Representatives Alan Williams and Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda, both Democrats, earned an F in 2013, 2014, and 2015. Williams got the same grade again this year, but Raywinkle Vasalinda jumped to a C, ahead of a potential congressional bid in right-leaning District 2. In the Senate, Democrat Bill Monford made an even bigger jump, going from an F in 2014 and 2015 to a B in 2016. But in a year when every seat in the legislature is up for grabs, perhaps that's a bit less surprising. Hudson says the grades overall are a bit higher this year than they were in the last.
So 36 A pluses, and I believe four came out of the Senate this year, which is, a double increase from last year, which is really impressive. There were a number of A's. I believe in total there's only 22 F's on this scorecard.
Senator Jeff Brandis, a Republican from St. Petersburg, got Americans for Prosperity's highest score for his chamber. And Manny Diaz, a Republican from Miami, earned the top grade among representatives. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.